Light Favorites Jewel 106.7 on a Thursday morning with Ted and Tom. 8:13 coming up on 8:14. And holy smokes, is it cold outside? Here's Jay de la Durante and Ken Bell from the Solange Irish Society to tell you exactly how cold it is. How cold is it, boys? Pretty cold still?
It's cold.
It's a little chilly out there this morning.
Freeze your shamrocks off.
Minus 16 with a minus 23 wind chill. We'll get up to minus 11 under sunny skies today. But again, with the wind, it'll feel colder than that, especially this morning. Jay and Ken are here to talk about all things Irish heading towards the March 21st Hudson St. Patrick's Day Parade. That's going to be here so well. You guys know how fast it comes.
Oh, I can't believe where did the last 9 months go? Yeah,
you guys are always busy trying to get everything ready and on time. Today you want to talk specifically about the Queen and her court selection evening, right?
That's right.
What's going on there?
Well, the Queen selection evening is going to be at the Auberge Willow Inn in Hudson on February 8th. And it's going to be a fantastic evening as it was last year. And they have a terrific menu. It's $35 plus tax and tip. And we actually have quite a few girls already applying. And the seats are selling out very fast at the Willow. So if you're interested in getting in there, definitely give them a call. It's 450-458-7006. Leave a message because they're actually closed during the month of January for some renovations. And they're opening up on February 8th for the Queen selection. So we're all quite excited for this.
Oh, nice. So the reservations should be made directly through the Willow?
That's correct.
Okay.
And they'll pick up the messages and, like I said, get your reservations in because it is selling out.
Now, you say you've already got quite a few girls who've entered. Are you encouraging more to enter still?
Yes, we're definitely looking for more girls between the ages of 18 and 30 with Irish descent. And we're hoping to have a few more like we did last year. And it was a great event that night.
Okay, do you have to come with some kind of an Ancestry.com validation sheet to prove your Irish ancestry?
Or no.
How does that work exactly?
We'll go on your word.
Is that right? So you can just walk in and go teetly-tie to teetle-toe and you're in.
If you look like you got the map of Ireland on your face, I'll take you at your word.
Sounds good. Tom, ask an intelligent question, would you?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Okay. Well, this a lot of people are operating under the misconception that this is kind of like a beauty pageant, and it is nothing close to that.
Not even close. There are a series of questions that are asked. We want to know about your Irish descent, the background. It has nothing to do with being a beauty pageant or a contest in any way.
It's more of a public speaking contest.
That's exactly what it is, and we want to hear from the girls and about, like I said, about their Irish descent, and we ask them a few different questions on about the Irish heritage, and that's how it works.
And it's worth the couple of hours because the Queen and the princesses walk away with some interesting gelt in the pocket there.
They do. Definitely the Queen and her court get a lot of nice gifts. We're not telling anybody what the gifts are right now because there's some surprises in the works. So we're hoping that we get a nice turnout. And like I said, we're still looking for young girls between the ages of 18 and 30. Not
be
myself
careful
personally.
How you say that, Ken.
Not myself personally. I happen
well,
to be,
who isn't?
Listen, I happen to be married to a wonderful
woman.
Yeah, I happen to be married to a wonderful woman, and I'm celebrating our 30th wedding anniversary
look
this May.
You.
So not looking for any young girls for myself, really.
30 years.
Yeah, 30 years.
How many happy?
All of them.
Okay.
I'm actually a pretty lucky guy, I have to say.
Now, there were some big announcements made over the holidays that folks might have missed, including the Grand Marshal and the Chief Reviewing Officer, the two Mitches from TSN 690, and the Irishman of the Year, which is a well-deserved and long-overdue honor for Ken Doran. What a great pick by you guys for Irishman of the Year.
Yeah, well, you know, we during the last few months of the 2019 calendar year, you start doing your soul searching for where you're going to go with the parade and the whole theme for the upcoming season. And during a couple of those meetings, we said, you know, Ken Doran was a very easy pick. The years and commitment that he's given not only to the Irish society and the community in the greater Montreal area, but his overall time that he gives back to the community and all of his events that he organizes and supports. It was a very easy pick, and we've had tremendous feedback about Ken Doran.
And Ken always does it anonymously, behind the scenes, the way charity work is meant to be done. He's not
Absolutely.
In it for the glory or the recognition, so it's nice that he's getting a little bit of both this time around.
Yep.
Yeah, he definitely deserves it. He's a fantastic guy. You know, he goes out of his way to help people from all communities.
I was saying to Tom the other day, his dad would be so proud. It's too bad he's not still here, eh?
Yeah.
What a shame.
100%. And then we had the honor of announcing Mitch Melnick will be our Grand Marshal this year, which is going to be an incredible event as well. You know, Mitch comes with a bag full of tricks and a whole bunch of people that want to stand up and throw some darts at him. So that'll be a fun evening. That's going to be Saturday, February 29th at Whitlock.
Can you tell us who you've got lined up to roast him? Or do you want to keep it under your hat for
Well, now? Yeah, just a couple more days. We're just firming up the last minute details.
All right. Very good.
And then the Ken Doran event, the Irishman of the Year event, will be at Whitlock as well on Saturday, March the 14th. And in the middle of all that, we'll have a Irish mingle on Saturday, March 7th. Then we're going to have an Irish breakfast on February the 22nd. Now, I just want to come back to the Queen event for a second as well. The as you know, the SIS launched this year, and part of our ongoing community support that we do all year, the Queen is very active in that. And Samara O'Gorman this year was an incredible role model and set the bar quite high. And I'm anxious to see how the new queen will also fall into that. They follow us around on all our events that we do all year. And it's an incredible experience for the girls.
Yeah, Samara's going to be a tough act to follow, but a great example.
Yeah,
you know? Exactly. Yep. I totally agree. And as for the SIS, I mean, we're a new community group that we're trying to involve the whole Vaudreuil-Soulanges region. So that's why we're looking to be not just during the Irish season, but throughout the whole year, to have events at different places throughout the Vaudreuil-Soulanges Irish, you know, the communities.
Right. All right, boys, anything else before you go that you want to add to that?
No, I think we're good.
We're all good. All right. We'll see you in a week or two.
Yeah, absolutely. Jay De La Durante and Ken Bell from the Soulanges Irish Society. Where can folks go online to get information on any and all events upcoming?
So you can get us on our website at soulangesirishsociety.ca. We are on Facebook, and we are on Twitter, and we are on Instagram. So we're out there.